Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, Kingdom citizens, Grand Rising, and welcome to More Insight. I'm your host, Angela D, and we welcome you to a Sister Girl Network, Inc. platform ordained by God to meet our sister girls and brother men where they are in their lives and spirituality. We thank God for each and every one of you. Hallelujah. We are at a place, we are at a season, a timing with our platform and our spiritual journey. As we grow near to the Father, He grow near to us. As we grow from a carnal mindset to a spiritual mindset, understanding that spiritually minded is peace and life. So we've been talking about all things spiritual, right? We've been talking about dreams. Last week I even shared a few facts about angels. We've been talking about growing spiritually, understanding spiritual things, talking about different spirits and demons, everything spiritual, right? And so tonight we're gonna go a little deeper. If you have missed any of the shows, you can always go back and listen on Blog Talk Radio /More Insight and choose whichever one you want to listen to for the first time or listen to again. Praise God. So last week, we did not record the whole hour. We was cut off within 30 minutes. So we're going to touch back on the other 30 minutes from last week, and then we're going to go into the new additional part for tonight. But before we go any further, let us acknowledge our Father in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we honor and we praise you. Lord, we give you all praise because you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made. Hallelujah. And let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you for stretching us. We thank you for sending your one and only begotten Son to save us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you download your wisdom and knowledge and understanding on tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, open doors that no man can shut and shut doors that no man can open. We plead the blood of Jesus over our atmosphere. We plead the blood of Jesus over us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. We plead the blood of Jesus over every word that go forth in the name of Jesus. We trust and believe that it will be a seed being water to spring up a thirst and hunger after the Father. In the name of Jesus, we count it done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Welcome to More Insight. So let's get into it, right? Last week, we was talking about such time as now. So the recorder only recorded 30 minutes of the show. And so let me touch on the other 30 minutes. Hallelujah. Let me touch on the other 30 minutes from last week, right? And that's one of the things in our life that as we grow spiritually, we have to be willing to go back and revisit certain things. The Holy Spirit might bring certain things to our remembrance. So we got to check certain things, check facts and all that. But that's part of our growth because it's us learning to test every spirit, right? You know, we know how to make situations that we're dealing with. We know how to, defend ourselves. We know how to put ourselves in a position where we can be in a good light. So sometimes we have to go back and check some things. Sometimes we have to ask for forgiveness. Sometimes we have to repent for things we have said, you know. And so going back over what was last week. Now, I have been talking about the different movies that the couple of them, just pulling out a couple of them, Babylon, you know, that's God destroyed Babylon, a wicked city in the ancient world. It became the symbol of wickedness and evil of the world. And then Elemental, I mentioned those. And the only reason I mentioned those is because we have to realize that the times that we are living in, blasphemous times, okay? And what is blasphemous? When people refer to great disrespect shown to God or something holy, right? And so we must understand how Satan wants to take the order, how God created and why and when he created things for his glory. Satan's job is trying to do that, bring chaos where he needs to change the order of things of God created, merge. Even when you talk about us as a female or a male, you know, trying to reverse that. Bringing all that other stuff, you know, but that's another time for that. But we just have to understand the times that we're living in. The Word of God tells us there is a time and a season for everything. For everything, there is a season and a time for every manner under heaven. Ecclesiastes 3:1a. Sometimes we want to rush and move and touch things that we don't have to, because we want to be in control with everything, right? That's when we mess up. We mess up when we try to control every aspect of situations in our life, people in our life. Even when we go through our trials and tribulations, we have to learn how to, even to the point where we say, Lord, let your will be done, not mine, right? And so we have to grow in that area too. The spiritual realm is not a playground, but for those who have surrendered to the Father and spiritual things, the things above, right? So that's why I always bring in certain things, even with us denouncing and renouncing, repentance with conversion, confession. I bring those in because those things we cannot forget about as God reveals certain things to us as we grow into his grace and knowledge, as we grow spiritually. God truly revealed things to us, right? We our dreams will change. Certain things in the situation we once was or in now will shift. Things will come back to our remembrance. Every thought is not. Let me change how I say that. The blood of Jesus, which covers us, it covers us in the spirit realm. It controls order. It helps us in the natural realm as well, because it do something when it's coming from purity, right? We're not just saying it cause just to say it, but this is something we believe, we know to be true. We have embraced it to the point that it is a part of our lives. It is our lifestyle to call on the blood of Jesus, to speak the blood of Jesus into the atmosphere and to whatever we're dealing, because we understand it covers us spiritually, earthly. The blood of Jesus covers us spiritually, which strengthens us earthly, okay? We are in pre-elect times. 2 Timothy 3 talks about that. We are in dangerous tresses and wicked times. And as kingdom of God, it's about building the kingdom. It's about putting on our full armor. And so we truly have been discussing spiritual warfare, dreams, deliverance, and the language used to understand and clarify spiritual things. Now, all this teaching that is being downloaded to me, to you, is for us to walk in our spiritual authority. We cannot walk in our spiritual authority dabbing here and there. Right? We can't. It's not a playground. We have to be serious about this. For years, some of us was waking longer than others, but all of us at this point, I'm decreeing, declare that we are awake, right? I decree and declare over this platform that anyone that comes to this platform is not bringing itchy ears. They coming to receive. And so you're coming to receive to grow and to become stronger and walking in your spiritual authority through the Holy Spirit. It's not flesh. Because when we operate spiritually, we operate with the authority and the power through the Holy Spirit. And so we're not touching or dabbing here and there, right? It's not about us falling short because we all fall short. It is the desire in your heart, right? It's the truth that's in your heart. That's why the Lord searches our heart, because our heart can be deceitful, right? Where we say things, you know, what we think folks want to hear, or we say certain things to eat things over, you know, to shut people up. You ever dealt with those people, right? They know exactly what to say to shut you down, right? To keep you from talking, because, you know, they don't want to hear nothing. And so the Lord search our heart. The Word of God says, you say, Lord, Lord, but your heart is far from. So it will always go back to your heart, because what's in your heart comes forth. Psalms 50:16-23. Get your books and your pens and papers and, you know, write some of the scriptures down or something that touch you on tonight or any other show. I always encourage you all to do that, sister girls and brother men. Because the Word of God is a super, I'm talking about a super, super weapon that shifts atmosphere. So Psalms 50:16-23 reads, but to the wicked, God says, what right have you to declare my statutes? Or take my covering in your mouth, seeing you hate instruction and cast my words behind you. When you saw a thief, you consorted with him and have been a partaker with adulteries. You gave your mouth to evil and your tongue frames deceit. You sit and speak against your brother. You slander your own mother's son. These things you have done, and I kept silent. You thought that I was altogether like you, but I will rebuke you and set them in order before your eyes. Now consider this, you who forgot God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoever offers praise glorifies me, and to him who orders his conduct aright. Let me read that again. Whoever offers praise glorifies me, and to him who offers his conduct aright, I will show the salvation of God. That is Psalms 50:16-23. I read that because sometimes, you know, we hear certain things that people would say, not only in the kingdom, but outside of the kingdom, right? Now, my thing is, in the Word of God, we pray for those souls, but we have to know how to correct them, and we correct them through the Word of God, because some souls in the world think that they can do whatever they want to do and God give them a pass because God love everyone. But when you get into scripture, God tell you what he hate and who he hate. He instructs us how to war, how to fight. Right? And so that's why it's crucial that we know the whole word of God and not just bits and pieces of it, not just certain scriptures from the New Testament and ignoring the Old Testament, because the whole word of God is our instruction book. Instruction book on how to live an abundance life right here and right now. Give us everything we need. So let's go a little deeper. In all things spiritual, let's talk about it. Let us not be deceived. Everything is of God and holy. For he created everything, right? He want to make it unholy. Want to make everything unholy. And because of that, we must test the spirit and know the source of the information. The word of God tells us when knowledge is released, the wise will become wiser and the wicked wickeder, more wicked than ever. Right? So what is? Look how the knowledge has been released through the internet, through the technology. So the wicked is more wicked than ever. So we have to know the source, right? We cannot take everything that someone is saying on the internet. Even me, you should test the spirit. That's why I give you the word of God, because my foundation is through the word of God. It's not on my my emotions, right? It's not about my emotions. It's about being a servant of the God. It's about saving souls. It's about building the kingdom. It's about truth in spirit and in truth. All of us need the Holy Spirit to intercede, to convict us when we're touching, agreeing, and doing things we don't have to do. You know, yesterday, a family member brought something to my attention. And the first thing I could say was, forgive me, right? That's forgive me. Because I didn't have time to try to figure out was they wrong or did I do that or nothing. I remember the incident that they was talking about, even though I didn't remember all the details of it. My first instinct was to say, forgive me, because I was present as they was talking and I could feel their pain. And so, yes, I would discuss it with them further because God brought some things to my remembrance. But what did they need in that moment? Oh, my goodness. They needed me to acknowledge their feelings. That's what they needed. So it wasn't even about me. Why we have to understand, because Satan want to move everything to unholy, because knowledge is where it is, the wicked has become wickeder and the wise wiser. God have given us everything for this season. He have given us the what, the how, the when, and the why. What is the what in spiritual things? What? All information we receive has a root, a source from which it came. Hosanna tells us, my people perish or destroy whatever interpretation you're reading, but it can be perished or destroyed for lack of knowledge. Even when we look at Hosanna, Hosanna means salvation. What did I just say? The word of God. It is the super weapon. It is a super weapon for our warfare, in our trials and tribulations. I'm going to put a pen in it right here in the name of Jesus. I'm going to put a pin in it because I'm looking at the timer on the call, right? And I see that it's showing me that we only got 9 minutes. So, sister girls and brother men, I'm going to let you know when the timer stops. And if you can still hear me, those that's on the call that has my direct number, just text me because I got my phone where I can see I'm getting a text. So I'll let you know. I'm going to let you know. Okay, so the what is the what in spiritual things, right? So all the information we receive has a root, a source from which it comes, right? And so we must test every spirit. Hosanna means salvation. Hosanna is an important book to us. It's a prophecy book as well. It's prophet Hosanna. It means salvation. It will strengthen us in our salvation with instructions, with warnings, with promises, and of course some prophecy. Spiritual things, you know, even the word, even the world, right? The world takes the world spirituality, and they bring all this other stuff to it, right? So, see, when people start tampering with holy things, see, that's why you have to become grounded in your 101 journey, right? You have to become grounded in who you are in Christ, right? Because once people start tampering with certain things, right, what do? It brings in a spirit of unbelief, right? Oh, and so that's the trick. That's what's going on. That's what they're trying to do. Even when you look at history, how history has been tampered so much, you know, that people, oh, did that happen? I don't know if that happened. So that's what happens. That's what happens. And so now we're seeing that, how they taking spiritual things, right, truly spiritual, holy things, things that are of God, and they tampering with it, right, to bring doubt in even unbelief. Be wise as a serpent and gentle as a dove. Those are your instructions. Not to be wise as a serpent, as if you're crafty or being deceitful. But sometimes you have to learn how to do this, be still, right? Not always wanting to engage, or you got to learn how to be present in your atmosphere. You got to learn how to be still in your atmosphere, in tune with the spirit, right? In tune with your spirit, man, in tune with the Holy Spirit, right? That's why speaking in tongues is so important. I'm talking about taking that time and truly go beyond the veil in that time, staying still enough to go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper in the kingdom of God. Spiritual things are essential to grow into God's grace and knowledge. God is spirit, and we must worship in spirit and truth. Now, we don't seek all things spiritual for show wealth to be worshipped, or be arrogant, but to know, grow, and embrace who we are in Christ. See, that's what the world do, right? Oh, I'm spiritual. Oh, my spirituality, none of that. You know, all about the arrogance and, oh, okay, staying in the know. That's why we have to become grounded in our 101 journey, having a relationship with God, so we don't fall for the okie-doke, so we don't be swayed that side because it has an appearance up, right? Because they have a form of godliness, but deny the power within the Holy Spirit. True spirituality comes from living through the Holy Spirit, and it is evidenced by the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit has 9 graces, 9 layers to it. It's not just peace, but it's joy. It's kindness. It's peace. It's love. It's joy. It's kindness. It's meekness. It's tenderness. It's long-suffering. It's self-control. And if I'm missing one, did I say kindness? But it's 9, right? true spirituality is the relationship between God and man. The relationship between God and man can be summed up as holiness, the gift of the Spirit, living in the Spirit, to walk in the Spirit. Galatians 5:25 tells us, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. You know, sometimes we can provoke one another into wrath, right? And then soon we do that, we pointing a finger. Oh, but they said that and they said that. And sometimes we need to check ourselves because we have provoked that person into wrath, right? Provoke them to say something, push their buttons, intentionally being mischievous. What, how, when, and why? All spiritual things. How? What is the how in spiritual things? The how is we have weapons. The how is our armor of God, prayer, fasting, the word of God. We have to get to a point to truly embrace the word of God. See, the two-edged sword, the hammer. See, that's describing the word of God. I mean, look at the description of that, of our instruction book. Called a hammer, it's called a two-edged sword. It gives us warning, instruction, promises, and half prophecy. Why do I keep saying that? Because we can't get past the word of God. It is our how. It is our how to know, understand, and embrace all things spiritual. Here goes some instructions right here. 2 Chronicles 7:14. It tells us, humble yourself, seek my face. Talking about the Lord, he says, seek my face. Turn from your wicked ways and pray. And then God said, and then I will heal your land. He gave you four things you have to do. The first one alone, humble ourselves, can be a chore. That's why we have to grow spiritually from a carnal mindset. It's not easy to humble ourselves in the flesh. I gave you an example from what I had to deal with yesterday, what I encountered yesterday. I humbled myself to that family member and asked them to forgive me because I was present as they were talking and I could feel their pain. When? What, how, and when? Talking about, these are the things in spiritual, okay, we testing the spirit, right? We testing the spirit that's telling us, okay, spiritual things, talking about spiritual things. Now, this is the when. When is now. When we focus, we become disciplined. Now we are steadfast and unmovable. So the when is now. That's why John 10 tells us, you got to check your belief. What do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe for real? See, sometimes we have to check that because of all the craziness going on, all the wickedness going on, all the tampering going on with Satan's agenda to turn the order of God and all things holy upside down, right? Okay, so if you can still hear me, sister girls and brother men, I want you to text me. Those that have my number, you could text me. I know a couple of you guys that's on the call has my number. Let me know. I'm going to keep going in the name of Jesus. Okay, so John 10 tells us, because it's going to always go back to our belief, right? Always go back to what you believe. It says, but you not believe because you are not a, but you do not believe because you are not of my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I gave them eternal life, and they should never perish, neither should anyone snatch them out of my hand. That is, praise God, I got a cup of Texas. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. We're going to keep going in the name of Jesus. Okay, so that scripture I just read, John 10:26-28. I share that scripture with you because, see, this is why the word of God is so essential to our life, right? Now, people want, God already saying, Jesus sharing in this scripture, right? He's sharing, he letting us know. He said, my sheep hear my voice, right? And I know them. Jesus letting us know. He already know who his sheep is. He is decreeing, declaring that his sheep hear his voice and they will not follow another but follow him, right? While we are in the wind. The wind is now that we must focus. We must become disciplined so we can become steadfast and unmovable because of how everything is shifting now. Shifting. You can never forget that you have been warned that when knowledge is released, the wicked will become wicker. Wicker. More wicked than ever. Okay, why? For such time as now. We are in pre-enlisted times. All you have to do is read 2 Timothy 3. And you will see everything that Timothy is telling us we're living now. Okay, now we must be aware. You must become very aware of your atmosphere. You must recognize distractions. And everything you do, you must recognize the distraction, whether it's coming from a person or a thing. You must claim what is yours, dominion as God's holy people, nation, priesthood, and special people, call out of darkness into his marvelous light. Into his marvelous light has been given dominion to influence the world. See, kingdom of God supposed to influence the world, not the world influencing us, not us compromising or being subdued as to say, oh, well, I better not say this because this is going to hurt their feelings. All of us need conviction through the Holy Spirit to make sure we're not falling short. All of us must learn to examine ourselves. Apostle Paul said, examine yourself to know you're still in faith. That's letting you know that we fall short. So, you know, we got to check ourselves sometimes. Walk in spiritual authority. This is why for such time as now. There are rules and instructions we must know, understand, and embrace in our spiritual authority. We have to know the rules. As kingdom, if you don't understand the rules, the instructions, you know, let's be truthful. We don't need no one to push us to embrace promises, right? But we cannot forget the promises. We cannot forget our instructions and our warnings that go along with that promises, too. We have touched on many things. I've been talking about dreams. I have shared a lot on dreams. So I'm shifting now. I'm shifting to some dreams, right? The last I talked about was, let me leave that alone because I don't remember exactly the last with the dreams. You know, I'm not going to touch that, but, you know, check the recorder. But tonight I want to touch on dreams and talk a little bit about curses too, right? Dreams, curses too. But I do remember last week we was talking about marina spirits, the marina demons, the sea creatures. And we have to understand too that it's no myth with these things. You have to, that's why I keep saying believe, you have to believe. And so I do remember talking about the water last week, right? And we have to know, like, the Philistines, right, were enemies of Israel. Then they were a coastal people and worshiped Dagon. I'm sorry, I pronounced that wrong. Dagon, and worshiped Dagon. Now, Dagon was a fish god. The temple of Dagon was an Ashdod, which means revenger. Now, the Philistines was controlled by marina spirits operating under Dagon. The Philistines represent our warfare against the marina spirits. There are too many. See, as the kingdom, we have to understand these spiritual things, right? We have to know about them, understand, and have clarity over them, know how to war about them, not just on our behalf, but on our children, on our neighbors, or on our other brothers and sisters in Christ. We have to know these things. And so when we look at, even when we look at Babylon the Great, sits upon many waters. Revelation 17:1 talks about that. Specifically, it is supported by the Euphrates River. There are four evil angels bound in the river. Revelation 9:14 talks about that. See, when we look at Babylon, is responsible for the blood of the saints and the blood of the Marriott. Revelation 17:6 talks about that. Babylon is the mother of the harlot and the abomination of the earth. That's still in Revelation 17. Babylon controls the souls of men. Revelation 18:13. Babylon makes riches those that ship. And that's verse 19, still in Revelation 18. God pronounces a draft upon Babylon waters, and Jeremiah 50 talks about that. And so that's one of the reasons I brought that movie into play, right? Like, some might say, okay, well, why are we talking about stuff going on in the world? That's one of our instructions, right? Do not be ignorant of Satan's devices. Satan is the father of this world. So that means he touched and he deal with certain things on in the world. He controlled it. He sent out all his leaders. That's why I talk about Belial, the demon, the wicked ruler. That's one of Satan's top people. Because Satan rules the world. And that's why us as kingdom got to understand that, so we can know how to operate. There are many spirits that are represented by sea creatures, including the spirit of lust and perversion. That's why I was talking about certain clothing come from the sea, from the spirits, the water spirits. Yeah. That perversion, that lustful, everything showing, hanging out. Come on now. Come on. It is the nature of these spirits to remain secret and hidden. They are often hard to discern and detect. Many of these spirits have formed of sea animals like fish and crocodiles and crabs and squirrels, frogs. And there are also spirits that look like half fish and half man, mermaids, right? And so they put that stuff on TV like it's entertainment, it's not real, right? But it's all to be able to seek and intermingle with men to corrupt society. right? Because if I think that's make-believing that real, even when I see it, I'm not going to believe it. And so I might touch and agree. And that's why it's so essential for us to grow from a carnal mindset to a spiritual mindset. Even when we look at Rahab and Leviticus, Leviticus and Rahab are Satan's sea patrols. Rahab has helpers. Job 9:13 talked about that. The first two mentions of the Leviticus are found in Job 3:8. Rahab, proud, is listed for the first two times in Job 9:13 and Job 26:12. God delivered of Israel came through breaking Rahab power and drowning Pharaoh in the Red Sea. That's why that was so important, right? That we understand water, right? Even when we look at how the flood, how God brought the flood to destroy wickedness, right? How God used to take care of Pharaoh and his army. God has also promised to smitten Leviticus in the sea, and that's Israel. Isaiah 27:1. God is angry with these entities operating from the water, and he will judge them. Hurricanes are caused by spiritual warfare. Even the word of God talks about how Satan is the prince of air. See, these are spiritual things we have to understand and know. We understand and know them so we can know what to pray about, how to fast, what to war, how to stand on a wall for the kingdom, how to help a lost soul. It's not just about us. It's not about, what did I say earlier? It's not about us being arrogant, wanting to know these things so we can be arrogant, or it's all about us for show or wealth or to be worshipped. But to know, grow, and embrace who we are in Christ and building kingdom. And building kingdom. So hurricanes are caused by spiritual warfare between forces of evil and good. One of Satan's rulers, Leviticus, is said to make the deep boil like a pot. He makes the sea like a pot of ointment. Job 41:31. We just experienced a terrible storm the other day. And I don't know about you all, but the war was so intensified that it was shaking our house. It was so close. We got to love the Father for real, for real. How he protect us with the veil. To keep us, many of us, to be in the crazy house. If we are allowed to see the spirit realm and how close it is, then some of us have seen certain glimpses of it through dreams, through visions. But that's because of who we are, where we are, and who we are in Christ. That's because of our life. That's because of our life. Revelation 8:10-11, then Revelation 16:4-5. It talks about God judges the water. We are living in a day in which God is exposing this realm of Satan kingdom. God is exposing this, right? It's all in his timing, right? That's why we have to understand the timing of God is specific. It's laid out for a reason. Go back to what I said. We must be aware. When God's timing is revealed, things are revealed in a certain time in this season, we must be aware. to what? Shift, to change, to engage in a way to not get wiped out. As kingdom, we are never, God always give his people warnings. Are we paying attention? Marina spirits are being judged and cast out right now. Nothing is by coincidence. The flooding, the hurricanes, the volcanoes, the earthquakes, all these things, judgment is going on. God is judging nations. Judgment is going on. God rules the raging of the sea. The sea was created to praise the Lord, not to be ruled by demons. Psalms 98:7-8. He will root out rebellion from the waters. Although Satan desired to rule every part of God's creation. What did I say? That's his key. That's what he's trying to do. He wants to rule God's creation. That's why he was kicked out of heaven. He wants to be our God, right? God keeps the water from overflowing the earth. Job 28:11. He has set a boundary for the sea. That's why we have to know that certain things happen because people have touched things. You have to give these demons permission in your life, for real, for real. You have to give them permission. That's a rule. And you giving them a permission is not always where they sitting across from you and you say, okay, come on in my life. It comes from you touching and agreeing to certain things. And so in us growing spiritually from a carnal mindset, we understand things. And so then we have to go through the process of being healed and delivered. And we want to walk in truth. We want to walk in truth. Praise God. Praise God. So let me stop there for a minute. I do want to share a couple of things with you guys. Talking about dreams, I want to go to dreams Okay, I'm going to go to dreams for 10 minutes. Okay. In your dream, you always embark on endless journeys. You travel with no destination. It is evidence that you are operating under a curse and you need to pray. If you find that you have constant nightmares and they do not make sense, you are working under a curse and you need to pray. If in your dream you climb, but you do not get to the top, or you sit for an examination, but you do not get the results, it means you are operating under a curse. If in your dreams you are always getting late for an important assignment, or that something good was about to become your turn, but it was not given to you before you woke up, you need to pray. If you find that you are plucking fruit from a tree, but it is spoiled, but you keep plucking, it is evidence that you are operating under a curse. If in your dreams you are always going back to your primary school or to a house where you live as a little boy or girl, you are operating under a curse of backwardness, spirit of limitation. If you dream that in your dream you are always a housemaid or slaving away, serving those who should be serving you, it is a curse of slavery, and you need to stand against that, right? Sometimes if we're constantly dreaming that, every time we're dreaming about we always cleaning something, we always just serving all these people, you know. We have to war against that bondage, right? That's a curse. If you find yourself going about in circles, you need to pray about a circle of curse. If you find cobwebs in your dreams, you need to pray against spirit of staleness. If you are a man and you find yourself pregnant and you are not delivered, and you are not delivered of a baby in your dreams, you are operating under a curse. If you find yourself in a cage, a pit, a cell, or prison, you need to pray about the curse. One thing about Satan is he wants us to be ignorant about these spiritual things. The father of the world, right, rules Hollywood. There's no coincidence that in the last few years or so, they have been dabbing, showing spiritual things as if it's entertainment or make-believe. As to keep us under his feet. As to, because as we dream and our spiritual man is awake, we're tapping into the spirit realm. When we know that, we operate different. I don't war in my dream and time. I don't war with just words, with armor. And so even when, what did I say at the beginning when we got into dreams? Even if you're not dreaming, you pray against that, right? All our dreams are not for Satan. God communicates through us in dreams. We have good dreams. We have warnings. We have promises. We have instructions, prophecy. Some of us dream a future. All our dreams is not present. They could be for the future. But it's in us understanding what's going on. And so we know what to pray against. That's why if we dreaming about rats, right? If we find rats running around us, right? You need to pray against the curse of poverty. We have to understand that even sometimes as we grow spiritually, we must look at generation from generation from generation, right? We do that to see what spirit has attached to our bloodline, right? So we ask God to forgive our ancestors from touching certain things and making a grieving. We bind up familiar spirits that's attached to our bloodline because of not what we touch, but because of what someone touched and our ancestor have touched and agreed to, right? Some of our generation has already souls been attached to certain spirits because of stuff our ancestors touched. So we have to recognize that, right? We have to recognize that. And if we find ourselves regularly communicating with the dead, you are working under some type of curse that work against ancestors. Even the Word of God tells us we do not communicate with the dead like that. The enemy use those that's close to us. When we lose our loved ones, right? We earn to see them again. So that's part of our grieving, though. That's part of our grieving. Then as time go on, and no, nobody know how much time each one of us have to go through, only God. But as time go on, you know, we're able to rest on the memories of it, right? And so we're not earning to the point where we're trying to re-interact with them as if they still living, right? And so the Word of God talks about that, because sometimes when we do that, we dream about that loved one, we end up, that's not our loved one, we're sin. So we might touch and do things thinking that that's our loved one, because that's how the enemy do it. Bring that person, and they look just like that loved one. And so we have to be careful with that. If you find yourself being cursed or harassed in a dream, it is evidence that a curse is under a curse. There in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to leave us with this. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one of us. I plead the blood of Jesus from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, in our goings and in our comings, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that you keep your angels upon us, hallelujah, as our body rests and our spirit awake, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that powers ordained by heaven to make us great, we are available. Locate us now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every mystery of darkness standing in our way, clear away in the name of Jesus. Strong man of shame, we bind you up in the name of Jesus. We bind you up right now. Hallelujah. You shame that's assigned to our lives, die in the name of Jesus. Every power that's hindering our greatness, die in the name of Jesus. We fire back every earth fired against us in our dreams, in the name of Jesus. Power that wants us to suffer, you are a liar, die in the name of Jesus. Power of strange dreams in our life, die in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, for your word tells us, hallelujah, you tell us, Lord, that whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose and earth will be loose in heaven in the name of Jesus. So right now, Father, we bind up that sorrow. We bind up not enough. Hallelujah. We bind up lying and deceitful spirits in the name of Jesus. We bind up that stagnant spirit. We bind up that spirit of limitation over our spirit, over our finances, over our health, over our faith, over relationships in the name of Jesus. Power of sorrow, hear the word of the Lord. Let our destiny go in the name of Jesus. Let the hold of the enemy over our life break in the name of Jesus. Anyone who has accepted witchcraft for our sake be destroyed by fire in the name of Jesus. Aggressive elements targeted to disgrace us, die in the name of Jesus. Every evil power that have established authority in our family, your time is up. We cancel the authority, die in the name of Jesus. Every alignment of witches position in our direction, be scattered in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare victory over our lives, in our goings and in our comings. Everything we touch, hear, smell, taste, and see, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over our family, over our bloodline. We count it dumb, for we seal this prayer by faith. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory, to God be all praise. Hallelujah. We thank you for joining us tonight. We decree and declare greatness into your life. Hallelujah. Sister, girl, and brother, men, you are greatness. May God continue to bless. Good night.